When we're dreaming, if we dream of something bad, frightening, dangerous, you know, because we believe that appearance to be true, because we don't realize we're dreaming, we think it's real in the dream. So, and because we believe it's real, then we develop fear, anger, we fight, we run in fear, we hide, you know. What are we hiding from? What are we afraid of? But in the dream, it's so real to us. And so we experience continually unpeaceful states of mind, mental pain, so forth. But when we wake up and the dream disappears, because the dreaming mind to which it was appearing has ceased, then all fears disappear, because we think, oh, it was just a dream, meaning it was merely an appearance to my mind. It wasn't real. That doesn't mean I didn't experience it. I did. But because we exaggerated how it existed, then we experienced fear, danger, anger, attachment, like this. So Buddha said, you should know, all phenomena are like dreams. But if we purify our mind, we can have pure dream, you know? Pure dream, not other than emptiness. Then there's no fear. You know, Buddhas are fearless because they've removed self-grasping ignorance, the root of all fear. They have no fear. They have no suffering. You know, for them, everything is pure. Okay, so therefore, the main objects to be abandoned in Tantra, ordinary appearances and ordinary conceptions. All tantric practices are mainly trainings or methods to accomplish this, to abandon ordinary appearances and ordinary conceptions. In generation stage Tantra, we overcome ordinary appearances by visualizing ourselves as the deity, as an enlightened being. We bring the future result into the path through correct imagination arisen from wisdom. So we visualize ourselves and our world and others as the deity. And this way we overcome ordinary appearances. And then we overcome ordinary conceptions by developing the divine pride, believing I am the deity, enlightened being, and so forth. All of this motivated by compassion for all living beings. We purify our mind very quickly. Okay, now I'll read this example Venerable Geshe-la gives. The terms ordinary conceptions and ordinary appearances are best explained by the following example. Suppose there is a Haruka practitioner. Okay, so Buddha Haruka is a manifestation of the compassion of all Buddhas. Okay. Suppose there is a Haruka practitioner called John. Normally, he sees himself as John and his environment, enjoyments, body, and mind as John's. These appearances are ordinary appearances. The mind that assents to these appearances, ordinary appearances, by holding them to be true is ordinary conception. So not only do I appear to be John, I really am John. Like this. It's who I really am. And then you know what? It, like, things get serious after that, right? Like, even if somebody says a little joke, you know, oh, you know, it's, you can tell, like, strong, like, said that about me, you know? Everything becomes very serious. But when we understand the true nature of things, emptiness, yes, things appear, but they have no true existence. Therefore, we can choose, because things do not exist from their own side. We can choose the best way to view whatever appears to our mind. You know, to see, we can choose to view situations and people in the most constructive way, in ways that are conducive to inner peace, rather than in ways that destroy our inner peace, deluded ways. We can choose to view through wisdom, so that everything, even so-called adversities, give rise to experiences of deepening inner peace, virtue, and so forth. And then no problem. So then everything becomes very, like Venerable Geshe says, we have the ability to live lightly, you know. We like our mind is very flexible. Yeah? With grasping, I am this, you are this, this is this, this is bad, this is good, and I need, if I don't have that, I won't be happy. This is bad, I need to destroy it. Like this, you know, it's like our mind is so out of control, and we're literally creating nightmares for ourselves. You know, it is so sad. We are so confused, you know. Our mind has so much potential for peace, purity, bliss, happiness. In reality, beyond our imagination, but we try our best to imagine. Now I am Buddha, with a blissful mind of compassion for all living beings, like this. And this way we can gradually reduce our ordinary appearances, and then by believing, I am, for example, Haruka. So if we are John and we are a Haruka practitioner, then we forget John. We completely forget John. And we think, I am Haruka. If we are Jane, we completely forget Jane. Completely forget and think, I am Haruka. You know? Same if we're practicing Vajjagini. The appearances we have of an inherently existent I, mine, and other phenomena are also ordinary appearances. Self-grasping and all other delusions are ordinary conceptions.